Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. My radio commentary in February highlighted the threat to the Hudson River and communities along it from the huge volume of highly flammable Bakken crude oil passing through the valley via rail and ship. Last week, we got a hint of just how severe this threat is. On April 30th, tankers on a train carrying Bakken crude oil derailed and exploded in downtown Lynchburg, Virginia. Oil spilled into the James River, causing the state capital of Richmond to switch drinking water intakes to a backup supply. Hundreds of people had to be evacuated from their homes. Some of the cars involved in this derailment, DOT 111s, are highly vulnerable to puncture in crashes. These same cars transport much of the 1.2 billion gallons of Bakken crude that makes its way down the valley, destined from the Port of Albany to East Coast refineries. At a May 5th forum presented by Riverkeeper and Scenic Hudson in Newburgh, more than 100 attendees learned about the escalating risk we face from this virtual pipeline. Oil distributors already have received permits to more than double crude shipments through the region to 2.8 billion gallons a year. The day of the Lynchburg accident, Scenic Hudson joined Riverkeeper and the Natural Resources Defense Council in urging President Obama to call on the U.S. Transportation Secretary, Anthony Fox, to issue an emergency order banning crude shipments in these risky rail cars. Federal law gives the Transportation Secretary authority to implement such a ban if unsafe conditions or practices cause death, personal injury, or significant harm to the environment. These so-called bomb trains have been responsible for all three. Ironically, a week before the disaster in Lynchburg, Secretary Fox made a visit to Castleton, North Dakota, site of a massive oil train explosion in December, where he said that the DOT 111 cars need to be retrofitted with better protections or replaced. This past Wednesday, his agency issued an emergency order requiring all railroads that ship large amounts of Bakken crude to notify state emergency management officials about the operation of trains through their states. The DOT also issued a safety advisory asking railroads to avoid using these DOT 111 tankers for crude. This is not enough. It leaves the responsibility to prepare for and respond to disasters squarely on the shoulders of state and local communities who do not have the capability to respond. In addition, it does little to prevent future accidents. For these reasons, until measures are taken that assure the complete safety of our river and communities from crude-related disasters, we continue to call for a federal moratorium on the use of DOT 111 rail cars. In Albany last week, Governor Cuomo issued the results of a three-month review of safety procedures and regulations related to crude oil transport he had ordered state agencies to undertake. The report outlines a series of recommended actions by the federal government and railroad industry to 1. Expedite the replacement of these rail cars. 2. Enhance inspection of cars, tracks, and other critical railroad infrastructure. And 3. Improve emergency preparedness. The report also details steps the state will take to secure accurate information about the volume of crude oil transported through communities and facilitate comprehensive responses to spills. Scenic Hudson and Riverkeeper are currently reviewing the lengthy report and plan to propose additional safety measures in the future. To date, we've been fortunate. Two trains hauling DOT 111 cars have derailed in the valley, but neither resulted in a spill or explosion. We can't wait for a Lynchburg magnitude disaster to happen here before appropriate action is taken. We seek the governor's continued leadership in pressing Secretary Fox to exercise his full powers to protect citizens of the Hudson Valley, New York State, and the county. We seek the governor's continued leadership, along with our congressional and Senate delegations, in pressing Secretary Fox to exercise his full powers to protect citizens of the Hudson Valley, New York State, and the country. We also seek your support in this urgent campaign. Please send an email to Secretary Fox urging him to ban DOT 111 railcars now. For information about how you can reach him and what you should say, visit scenichudson.org/nocrudeonhudson. Once again, that's scenichudson.org/nocrudeonhudson. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.